Big Bear, or Mistahi Musqueam Cree, is born the son of a Plains Soto chief and Plains Cree mother. Protected by the sacred iron stone, before which the Plains people have prayed for millennia, the nomadic Cree hunt with bow and arrow. With buffalo plentiful, trade with the Hudson's Bay Company flourishes, and Big Bear is raised in a golden age. As a rite of passage, 12-year-old Big Bear travels to Bull's Forehead Hill. There, he receives his name. As his standing within the community grows, so too does his reputation with the Hudson's Bay Company. He builds a friendship of equals with their factor, Métis trader James Simpson. A conduit to the white world, Simpson tells astonishing stories of towering cities out east and of budding plans for a railroad stretching west. Big Bear marries the first of five wives and begins what will become a large and extended family. When his father, Black Powder, dies in 1865, 40-year-old Big Bear is the band's natural choice to replace him as chief. But in his first year as leader, the unthinkable happens. The ironstone is taken from its hilltop resting place by Christian missionaries. Its theft is an ominous symbol.
Quand j'ai vu Monsieur Séguin étendu raide dans son cercueil, c'est au bon Dieu que j'ai pensé en premier. Mais ça n'a pas duré longtemps. J'étais trop préoccupée à remonter mes verres fumés sur mon nez et à caler mon béret bleu le plus bas possible sur mes oreilles. Et puis, il faisait tellement chaud et j'étais si nerveuse à l'idée qu'un collègue de Monsieur Séguin surgisse de nulle part, s'approche de moi et me disent « Madame, mais que faites-vous ici ?» Pour me calmer, je devais me répéter à chaque seconde que j'avais teint mes cheveux blonds en noir d'ébène la veille et que j'étais dès lors méconnaissable. Malgré tout, des frissons me parcouraient le corps. Peut-être était-ce la vue du cadavre qui m'effrayait. C'est que la mort n'allait pas très bien, Monsieur Séguin. Sa peau était blanche, flasque et ridée. J'essayais de le trouver beau, de le trouver attirant, mais c'était impossible. Son infarctus lui avait pris son charme en même temps que sa vie. J'ai déposé mon bouquet de fleurs par terre, près du cercueil, parmi les autres, et je suis allée m'asseoir.
There is a client. He wants to pee on you, the manager said. I swear if someone ever got hold of transcripts of my phone calls, they'd probably think I was a... Oh, wait, I am. He wants to what? I asked, knowing very well what she said. Pee on you, don't worry, darling, not in your clothes, you'll be in a bath. A bath of what? Urine? No, just a normal bath. I sighed weakly. You know I don't do degradation. Not at work, at any rate. I know it sounds odd, but even when W was treating me worst, I knew it was because he cared. I'd be reluctant to let a stranger do anything similar. Oh, no, not like that at all, darling, she said. He doesn't want you to be degraded. He wants to pee on a girl who enjoys it. Eventually, I agreed, but only with a significant markup on the usual fee.